السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاۃ والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ، ونشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ، ونشہد ان سیدنا ونبینا وشفیعنا ومولانا محمدا عبدہ ورسولہ. قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر، كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون، كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمَ ثُمَّ لَتَرَوُنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِينِ ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. صدق اللہ العظیم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers and also sisters who listen over receivers, this is a surah which I discussed at length in over a few Jumu'ahs 2 or 3 years ago, Allah knows when, and also in a majlis. But the Qur'an Sharif, as I said, is to be recited repeatedly. The meaning of the Qur'an Sharif has to be understood and amal has to be made. Since this morning, there has been kind of, as they say, taqaza to speak once again on this same surah. So when that happens, then I do not leave it out. But without going into very much detail, in today's Jumu'ah Bayan, just to give you the import and the meaning of this beautiful surah. But before going into that direction, on one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he questioned the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, and he said that cannot each and every one of you read 1,000 verses of the Quran Sharif every day. I'll give you the meaning of that Hadith Sharif. So the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'in asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, how can it be possible for each and every one of us to read 1,000 verses of the Qur'an Sharif every day? So he said, is it not possible for you to read Surah At-Takathur, Al-Hakum At-Takathur Surah? In other words, the reading of this surah, which is simple, which is easy, little children also know it. It is taught in the maktabs. The reading of this surah once, the weight of that, the sawab of that, the reward of that, is equivalent to 1,000 verses of the Quran Sharif. That is our Allah. A little effort and the rewards are tremendous. Here the person is only reading once and is getting 1,000 ayat sawab. But provided he is reading correctly too, how long does it take to learn the surah correctly? But if he is reading it, then he is getting that sawab. People want to know sometimes, what do we do to send sawab to the deceased? So we say, read Surah Yasin Sharif, 10 Quran Sharif sawab you will get. Read Surah Ikhlas, read this surah, that surah, amongst them is also this surah. That is, a person reads Surah At-Takathur, 1,000 ayat sawab. That does not mean then you don't read the balance of the Quran Sharif. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he gave this as the virtue of this Mubarak surah. Rivalry for amassing wealth is what is mentioned in this surah. Rivalry and bragging. I've got so much. There were two clans. Both of them were bragging about their own people, that in our family, in our tribe, we have such great, great people, such warriors, such courageous people, such charitable people, whatever they were. Although they were not believers, but they were bragging. So So then they said, let's count then how many do you have in your family. So they started counting even the number of people in the family. Then they said, let's go to the graveyard now and start counting there also. Because this person says, I had big, big motas in my family. And that one says, no, I had big, big ones. So now who had big ones? And they said, let's go and count there also. So Al-Hakumut Takasur, without going into all the ahadith that are related to this, read in the different tafasir. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed the surah Al-Hakumut Takasur. Rivalry in amassing wealth, or bragging about each other's wealth and family and number of people and worldly and material possessions. I'm just giving you an explanation. I say that has made you negligent from the fulfillment of the orders of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. What you were supposed to do, that is fulfill the orders of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now that is totally forgotten. What you are really concerned about, or what that obsession that you have, is to amass material goods and then brag about it. Once again, we must not misunderstand that Sharia does not say that you cannot increase your possessions or your material gains. You must only run a business until you've got sufficient food to eat and drink. It doesn't say that. They were very wealthy Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'in also. But none of them were negligent when it came to the Akhirat. That is the message there, that it must not make you negligent of the Akhirat. Therefore Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Al-Hakumut Takasur Hatta Zurtumul Maqabir. Another meaning is that until you die, until you're going to leave this world, until then this state of negligence will remain with you. Unless, of course, the person, those people brought Islam and then practiced upon Islam. So this has become a kind of an obsession. Hatta zurtumul maqabir. When you will go to the graves, then only you will understand that we wasted our life and we wasted our time. If the earnings were not done in the proper way, and if those earnings, or if that seeking of livelihood became the means of negligence. The person was unconcerned about his salat, he was not concerned about his zakat, he was not concerned about the rights of the people that were working for him, he was not concerned about their salat and their jumu'ah and their other obligations. When it came to the month of Ramadan, there too the person was unconcerned. And many a times he even goes, he leaves out his fasting because he feels that he's going to get tired, extremely busy in the business. So, hatta zurtumul maqabir, that when you are going to visit the graves, when you are going to leave this world, when you're going to die, then you will realize that how you wasted your life and time. Kalla sawfa ta'lamun. Nay, never. Sawfa ta'lamun. You will definitely get to know. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that you will definitely get to know. There is no question of avoiding death, and death will come, so then you will come to know that how you spent your life, how you wasted and whiled away your time, how you were engaged in futile activities. ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Look at the emphasis that is being played. That means the person is being informed that there is no harm if you have to earn your livelihood, if you have to earn for the sake of your family, for your children, for your, and for good deeds that you want to spend in. That is not the issue. But if it is making you negligent, if it is making you forget Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who is giving the ni'mats, then you just have to wait for that. كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ. If only you had known with certainty, your knowledge, in other words, that the knowledge that you have of that which is in front of you, if only you had that kind of knowledge with regards to that which is going to come, that is the akhirah, the hereafter, which we all talk about, and we see also lots of people leaving this world, and we see how suddenly death overtakes them. but it does not stir our hearts. It does not move us away from those haram places and from the haram indulgences. It does not make us distance ourselves from those porn sites and from the videos and from all the Hollywood and the Bollywood and from the casinos and the discos and the rave clubs. It does not distance us, even though we are seeing so many people leaving. You see, if only you had that knowledge of that which is in front of you, if only you had the knowledge of that which is going to come. In other words, you would not have been doing that. You would not have been negligent. You would not have been heedless. It's a world of means, so you would have been making use of the world of means, the means that Allah Ta'ala has created. But it would not have made you negligent of the akhirat. And this is the cry of ours, that unfortunately we take the name of Islam when it comes to livelihood, earning. If you ask any person, he will say, doesn't Islam say that you must earn livelihood? Does Islam say that you must close up all businesses? Does Islam say that you must not increase your wealth? Now we use the name of Islam when it comes to livelihood. And indeed, Islam declares it as a necessity. Kasbul halal farizatun ba'd al fariza. To earn halal livelihood is a farz after the other farais. So there is nobody that is saying that it is not part of Islam, part of Sharia, part of Quran and Sunnah. But when we are using Islam, so then we must accept Islam in totality. We must not accept Islam just where it suits us. So with that comes all the other obligations, that the earning must be halal. Namaz times, the person must make salah. Zakat, which is farz, must be paid. The person must not be in his business selling, buying those things which are prohibited by Sharia. The person must not be borrowing from the banks on interest just to promote his business and compete with the others. And to be able to afford those holidays and those timeshares and those properties for income or for enjoyment, fun and pleasure. Now the person must not make that an obsession whereby he is unconcerned now in this quest for livelihood, is unconcerned that there is akhirat, where the person will be accountable for all his deeds and actions. As I said, I'm not going to the detail this morning of this surah, so let's move a little forward. لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمِ. You will definitely, most certainly, with certainty you will see the fire of Jahannam. The kuffar are told they will definitely see. And as for the believers, we take lessons from there. And when the person will see the fire of Jahannam, then he will realize that how I wasted my life in the world. لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمِ ثُمَّ لَتَرَوُنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِينِ. Then I want to go quickly to the last part. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. On that day, that is the day of Qiyamah, you will definitely, most certainly, without any doubt, you will be questioned with regard to those bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with which He had blessed you. There are so many ni'mats and so many bounties that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is blessing us with. The Sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, at one time, there was a lot of poverty there. But even to them they were told that does not Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give you shelter above your head? Does not He give you shoes on your feet? Does not He give you cold water to drink? Are these not ni'mats of Allah ta'ala? So you will be definitely questioned about these ni'mats. Now look at the wastage that is taking of the ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And whenever we talk about wastage, our mind only goes on to wastage of some food and drink, which also is in abundance. Go to Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif, the city of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the wastage of food. That food is now put into the bins, into the dirt bins, because it causes sickness and disease, they say, if it has to be given to the poor and needy. Nauzubillah. Even that is put into the dirt bins. One Allah wala used to just go around collecting nothing but food that was thrown. A little bit of bread here and a little bit of dates here and some other fruit here. And so many things are thrown there on the pavements. Now you find so much of food. They eat half and throw down. So he used to go around with a big bag and just go and collect in Madina Sharif round and round. Somebody asked him that, what is this service? Why do you go round and round? Now, of course, they've got municipality there, they've got all cleaners there, they've got everything there. But years back, that was not there. And even now, it is not every minute that outside some takeaway there's going to be somebody cleaning there. So he was collecting that. He said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he has said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are going to make shukr, Allah ta'ala will increase the bounties and his ni'mats. And if you are going to be ungrateful, then the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is also very, very severe. The grip of Allah ta'ala is very severe. So we are in the city of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And I fear that if there is going to be wastage like this of food, then on the city of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala's azab mustn't come. Because these are people who are neighbors of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So in the love of the people who are of Madina Sharif, I am doing this. What a lesson he gave us there. So this being questioned about the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is a reality. So what I was saying is that our mind only goes on food and drink, that we wasted this food, or in fact we don't even consider it as wastage in the walimas and nikahs and other times. But there is so much of other ni'mats and bounties, like the ni'mat of sight, the ni'mat of hearing, the ni'mat of speech, the ni'mat of being able to move our hands and our feet, the ni'mat of intelligence, the ni'mat of heart and mind. Are these all not ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? And look at the wastage of these ni'mats. Look at the wastage. How much of things we see with our eyes that is not to be seen. How much of words we speak and how much of things we say which are not to be said. How many places we walk with these feet where we are not supposed to be going. How much of things we touch with our hands which we are not supposed to be touching. So every ni'mat the person will be questioned. It reminds me that on one day, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in fact it was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, extremely hot day, very, very hot. First Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala comes out and he goes to the masjid. After a little while, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala comes out, extremely hot day in the afternoon, and he goes to the masjid. Then comes out and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala asks Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, that what brings you out this part of the day? He said, hunger. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala says, that's exactly what brought me out to. Hardly a little time passes and comes the greatest after Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he asks these two people that what is it that brought you all out to the masjid this part of the afternoon? They said, hunger. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, it's exactly the same thing that brought me out of the house. Hunger brought him out. Then he said, let's go to the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. When they go to the house of Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so his wife informed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that he is gone to fetch water. While she was still inquiring, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari returns. And I explained in that majlis some time back that look, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when the wife said that Rasulullah to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that Abu Ayyub Ansari is out, so he didn't go inside the house and start jabbing away with the wife of Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari, which is so common these days that the friend goes to the house of his friend and when he finds out where is he, says, not here, alright, then I'm coming in. Are you the husband? And then they sit and jab and talk, and after that it leads to big problems and marital breakdowns. But now that is the whole subject, I don't want to go into that now. So they said, where is he? He says, gone to fetch water. And just by the time before they could even talk, he was back. Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu said that there was no day more happy for me. I'm so happy today that you are my guest. And immediately he slaughters one small goat. And he rushes and cuts one branch of dates and brings it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That was the kind of muhabbat here. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, you should have just brought some dates. Why did you cut the whole branch and bring it? He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, it gives me great happiness that you choose the date that you want. Because on this branch are some dry dates, some ripe dates, some green dates, fresh dates, all kinds of dates. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you choose the type of date that you want. Hungry. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is hungry. Hazrat Abu Bakr is hungry. Hazrat Umar is hungry. And yet they could have got food from Jannat if they had wished. But whatever they used to get, they should just spend on the deen. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then chose whatever dates he wanted. When the meat was cooked, he took a little on the bread and took a few dates and said, send this to my daughter Fatima. She too hasn't eaten for 2 or 3 days. Go and give it to her. That is the kind of poverty at that time. Otherwise, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was told, even if you want, the mountain of Uhud can be made into gold for you. He slaughtered 100 camels in Hajjatul Wida. But on this occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, my daughter Fatima also hasn't eaten for a few days. Take this little and give it to her. But we didn't hear her complain. We didn't hear anybody else's complaint. They were going to the masjid to make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to make intizam. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, after having eaten the dates, after having partaken of some meat, when they had drunk some water, then he said, on the day of Qiyamah, we will be questioned with regards to these ni'mats. Said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after this type of hunger, when you get just sufficient to eat, we will be questioned about this ni'mat. From this, what do we learn? That we must look into our lives, that how much of ni'mats and bounties Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given to us. But do we ever think that on the day of judgment we will be questioned? Inna sam'a wal basara wal fuhad kullu dhalika kana anhu mas'oola. Kullu ulaika kana anhu mas'oola. That the person will be questioned with regards to his sam'a, his basar, his hearing, his sight, his heart, everything, the person will be questioned, interrogated. Where did you use your wealth? How did you earn your wealth? Where did you spend your youth? Everything the person will be questioned. So therefore we do not say that don't make use of the ni'mats of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Make use of the ni'mats of Allah ta'ala. He has blessed us with it and He has made so many things halal for us and so many things created for our usage. But let us not forget the giver of these ni'mats, and believe me that when we are going to be ungrateful to Allah Ta'ala, then conditions will come. Who does not know what conditions have befallen the economic, the other societies of the world? Look at the crash of the stock exchange, and look at the panic, and look at the number of people that are committing suicides according to one report. And so many people are getting heavily drugged because they couldn't take the losses. People's fortunes were wiped out. And that is just the beginning. When the people are going to be ungrateful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when that wealth is going to be used in casinos, in discos, in haram places, and all kinds of displeasure of Allah ta'ala, then await Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab coming in some form or the other. It will come. That is the promise of the Quran Sharif. And if we don't want it to come, then return to Allah ta'ala. Keep asking for maaf and forgiveness. Say, oh Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us. And we have been wasting a lot of your ni'mats and your bounties. And we haven't been grateful to you for the sight and hearing and speech and heart and liver and lungs that you have blessed us with. But don't question us. Make us of those people who will be given entry into Jannat without any reckoning. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all good health, long life, happiness, prosperity. Allah ta'ala must protect and safeguard our Iman, our Islam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering of mankind around the globe, and especially the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.